You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, your home's doors are the lifeblood of the daily activity in your house. Opening and closing again and again over many, many, many years, they break themselves in and then they end up fitting like your favorite comfortable old pair of jeans.
Yes, but what if you're ready for a change and are faced with the task of getting a new door to fit into the old opening? For that, you need a few tricks of the trade, which we'll get now from our friend Tom Silva, the general contractor of TV's This Old House. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Now, is it easier to make the door fit the space or to make the space fit the door?
I would say usually easier to make the door fit the space, because if you don't want to take the whole jam and trim off and rehang it to make it square and true and plumb and level and all those good things.
Because the deeper you get, the more complicated the repair can be,
right? You're going to end up having to repaint or restain all the jam and all the trim and probably patch the wall because you ruined that and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, you want the door. Do you want to cut the door so it fits? And you want to make sure that the space around the door is even. You've got to follow the angle of the header and also the threshold.
Now, that's a good point, because over years, those openings actually can become, and frankly, frequently are, out of square.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The house moves, settles.
And you're going to end up with a door that's perfectly square.
Hopefully, if it's a new door, yeah.
Right. So how do you make one fit into the other when things have sort of shimmied and shifted?
You've got to figure out what's what. I mean, I like to take a level and I take the level and I mark right across the door frame, anywhere on it at all.
Okay.
And I just put a level line, usually at my eyesight, so I don't have to bend down because I'm kind of lazy. So I have a level line across the door jamb. I measure from the line on the left up to the inside of the jamb and down to the threshold. I take the same measurement on the other side. I measure up to the jamb and down to the threshold.
Interesting. So you create your own reference point with a level line,
right,
and then you measure the offset from there.
And then I do the same thing on the door with my square line across the door, and I measure those four reference points. And now I have both angles ready to be cut all at once.
And you know it's going to fit.
Right. Well, I have to subtract a little bit because I want to allow for play.
Right.
So on the top, I want to be able to fit a nickel or a quarter in there. And the bottom, I may need a little more space in the bottom if I have a rug or something like that I want to go over.
So this is probably a situation where you want to actually measure more than twice before you cut once.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then now I want to check the distance down on the door. I want to also make sure that I look at the door. You want to eyeball the door. And I suppose I should have said this first of all. You want to make sure that you're setting the door in the opening the correct way. If you look at the edge of a door and you look down on it from a bird's eye view, one side of the door has a angle to it. And that angle always goes into the opening first.
Now, you're talking about the edge of the door.
Edge of the door. And that angle is the allowance for the thickness of the door. So when the door swings into the opening, that beveled edge will just go by the edge of the jamb, and the space on the side will be correct.
And clear nicely.
Yes.
Now, when it comes time to make the necessary cuts to the door, I mean, generally, you're dealing with a beautifully made piece of lumber and a really gorgeous door. How do you ensure that your cuts, you know, don't splinter and, you know, wreck it?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure that you have a good quality saw blade. A fine cutting saw blade is very important. Now you want to prep the door so you can run a nice layer of tape right across the edge where you want to cut. You want to put all your marks on the tape score it with the utility knife. I like to score right through the tape, leaving the tape into position, and then cut it with a straight edge and my saw, follow my mark.
And that's going to make sure that really no feathering is left behind.
Exactly.
Now, what if we have an old door and maybe we don't want to replace it, but it's just not closing well? How do you actually identify where the door is sticking and do something about it?
Well, you can lots of times see where it's scraping on the trim, on the jamb, or even on the edge of the door. There may be some lines or squaring, a wearing of paint. And so now you can simply plane it with a hand plane. Mm-hmm. You can use a block plane if you wanted to, or some kind of a plane. If you don't have that, you could take a block of wood with some coarse sandpaper and sand it, but you also want to make sure that there's no lead paint on the door. So you don't want to sand it or cut it with a lead paint. If there is, you want to make sure you protected yourself and the space. And then also be very careful, again, to make sure that you have the correct bevel on the edge and on the top so that it will swing into the opening correctly.
So that's a good point. You want to actually lean in towards the inside of the door a little bit so that you create a little bit more space on that side. And the outer edge is just the minimal amount of space. And if you get that just right, though, that door is going to swing smoothly once again.
Exactly. Now, the key to keeping that door in the opening so that it won't go tight again is once you've cleaned off the paint and you've made it fit and you've allowed for the gap, you want to make sure that you prime and paint all six sides of the door. And that means behind the hinges, too.
Good point. I mean, people are going, six sides of a door? There's only two sides of a door. Nope. You got to remember all the edges. They count. And if you don't get them right, if you don't seal them properly, the door's going to move.
It's
going to swell. It's going to twist.
Yep.
And you're going to be back where you started. Great advice. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House. Thanks so much for stopping by the money. But he's one guy that can make a square peg fit in a round hole anytime.
I have a big enough hammer. I can do that.
We like to call those the great persuader. All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For your local listings and some really great step-by-step videos on home improvement projects that you can tackle, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.